Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to share, I don't know if we shared this before, but we want to share what's happening in the Gulf Coast. Apparently, there's an invasion, a chomping invasion that has occurred, and it's Fox News is reporting, and really every major news source is reporting about this, but it's called Alien Trap Jaw. It's these ants that are spreading on the Gulf Coast. They're calling it an aggressive type of ant. So you got to see the jaws of this thing. It's pretty huge.
My goodness, look at the size of that thing.
Man, it's so
big. That
does
not look friendly.
No. That's not friendly at all. It says that with their jaw, they're able to propel themselves in the air. So they were flying ants, but they're not flying ants. They propel themselves.
Is that actual? How big are these things?
I don't have a size for
you.
I don't have any dimensions for you, but I can tell you that,
look at that one.
There's an invasion that's coming, and they're actually here. And what they're reporting is that it's just some special species that's come from South America, and it's been spreading, in particular in the Gulf Coast, all the way to Pensacola, Florida, Fox News is reporting. yeah, pay attention.
Wow.
they say that these species of these ants have been around for a long time. They think that they can have been hiding since 1956.
Wow.
Where were they hiding?
They were hiding since 1956, and they've just emerged, if you will, and it's all the way from New Orleans, Louisiana, all the way to Pensacola, and they're doing this research on them. But just makes me think about, my goodness, what else do we not know about? I mean, these things have their bite. One article says that they don't bother you, they don't bite you unless you mess with them. They're like, hello, isn't that all ants? I mean, once
yeah,
you start
right.
messing with ants, you know, then they start biting you.
Yeah, they're not pretty particular who they munch on.
Yeah, believe me. And by the size of that jaw, I don't want to be bit by
any
of those. But we talked about on a previous segment, and we'll make sure that this is related for you, about different things that are happening right now. And we ask the question, does God allow pestilence, drought, and plagues to come against a nation? And many times people, I don't know about that. And, you know, it's happening. Look, it's 50 years this ant was dormant. All of a sudden, it's like, there it is. But it's not just an ant. In recent times, we talked about how locusts were swarming the Middle East, where they had to pull over and they couldn't even drive. It was literally hitting their windshield.
Wow.
These big flying locusts. And you talk about what's happening in the drought and the earthquake and the pestilence and how something could be hidden for 50 years. 50.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden emerge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, remember we shared at one time about a caterpillar that came in someone's luggage, some sort of a snail. There was a snail that came in someone's luggage that traveled overseas.
Mm-hmm.
And when they brought it down to South Florida, the snail got out and started eating the stucco, and then it started just growing and growing.
That's right, we talked
about that. Eating up houses. Eating up houses. We're talking about all these, you know, folks that are coming now over the border, and it's children that are coming over the border, and it's important that, you know, any diseases or things that they're bringing over, that we need to be able to address these issues, because
you start to look at everything, and it's just like, okay, is this that random, or it's just over and over, and just these... Never seen that before.
Yeah.
It's like God's trying to talk to you.
Yeah, how many more times are we going to say never seen that before, or that strange occurrence, or
exactly.
or the ground opening up? We've shared about that several times.
Mm-hmm.
Sinkholes just happen to just open up underneath people exactly, or underneath their beds, and one person went absolutely missing, fell all the way into the sinkhole.
Couldn't recover his body.
Couldn't recover him. And so you look at what's happening, it's just time to take special attention and to say, listen, are these a sign of the times? And does God bring, is this part of a judgment? When you look at Joel chapter 2, and we often quote that times of refreshing may come, that your sons will, daughters will prophesy, they'll have dreams, visions. But Joel chapter 1 talks about great locusts, an army of locusts that ate everything, everything. And when one locust... army went, then another series of army of locusts came. When they ate everything, a third phase came and they devoured everything. And so, you know, we take so many things for granted, and we act like life just goes on, But life is really so fragile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a chance to talk to some folks the other day, and they were telling me about food and homegrown and the difference between organic vegetables. I was getting an education there about all this type of stuff. And, you know, it's only 2% of the nation actually produces food for the other 98%. If we weren't able to get food across because of trucks or what, I mean, some people, I mean, I know you can grow anything, but I mean, well, how would Stevie? Well, I heard about the garden.
Yeah, well, that was an experience.
But listen, what is Steve going to do? I mean, I've talked to your roommate. He has told me how you cook. I mean, what are you going to do?
He doesn't cook.
The simple life.
Exactly.
Man. He's a bowl of cereal every day.
A bowl of cereal and microwave that
egg. You're running out of cereal, bro.
I'm very simple. I don't need a lot of pizzazz. But that just goes to show, I mean, you think about it, and it's just like how much the existence of this world, just God holds everything together. Yeah. And it's just like you think about, you know, these giant ants have been in hiding for the last 50 years, and it's the mercies of God. But all of a sudden, it's just like, I mean, when you look in the Old Testament, it talks about plague after plague after plague in Egypt, and it's just like God allowed these things to happen, and it's just like we're seeing the same things. And it's like when you look at things from, you know, a biblical point of view, it really changes things. It's just like, okay, what have we done that would bring these things upon? And it's just like turning our attention back to God, and it's just like there's a purpose for this.
Yeah. It really is. And, you know, you just have to be one that looks at the sign of the times and just says, hey, could this possibly be one of the things in a list of a series of things? Sure, it's just an ant, but what is it going to be tomorrow? Or what else is dormant that will automatically come out? This is totally undetected, and this seems to be really a harmless thing. They're not saying it's going to hurt anyone, but it just gets you to think about, man, you know, what is happening in the world all around us? And in another program, we're going to be talking about just that, how we can be living in the world today and just we can take for granted everything that's happening, life in general, and we don't give thought to what, you know, that, listen, it's fragile. Mm-hmm. It's all God here. Mm-hmm. You know, if we leave God, if God takes his hand off of our nation, off of us, what is going to be left? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be able to be ones that cry out to God and have a heart towards him and have our lives live in a way that glorifies him and welcomes him here.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.